The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively serving him since 1993, over 30 years. If you're not actively serving Yah, then by default you are serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you could make a big difference on earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It is important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you will be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him and help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective. My aim is to teach you how. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. Or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. Today's broadcast is the essence of my message regarding the satanic and demonic realm. Overview of the broadcast. There's almost universal confusion and uncertainty regarding the satanic and demonic realm. This broadcast seeks to clarify that situation. We'll start by noting that the messenger angel Hillel became Satan, and we will talk about the commencement of the contest. We'll then note that Satan commenced to corrupt humankind, that the first unbelievers died and became ancestor spirits or demons. We'll then talk about Satan learning of judgment on earth, that Yeshua then established the authority of true believers over the satanic and demonic, that Satan was sent to the pit for 1,000 years on the 3rd of May 2003, and 7 demonic masterminds now rule on earth. I will then stress that believers must now rule with the anointing of the Spirit of Yah and make Yeshua's enemies his footstool. Now then note that in May 3003, Yeshua is scheduled to return and believers to be taken up to heaven if they win the contest. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So this is based on the article 2021-0704, the essence of my message, re the satanic and demonic. There's almost universal confusion and uncertainty regarding the satanic and demonic realm. This broadcast seeks to clarify the situation. I've heard and read people who say, this world is such a mess. How can you tell me there's a God who loves me when he created this mess and look at my suffering, etc.? We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment, but fundamentally what happened was Father decided millions of years ago that he wanted friends. He said about creating everything to have friends. We were intended to be friends. But in the process, he created a group of messengers, angels, and one of them rebelled, got into pride, rebellion, and was about to be destroyed when he challenged Father to a contest to prove that after 7,000 years there would not be a single believer on earth. At the moment, Satan is winning hands down. They're a very small number, and they're slipping away and dying off by the day. And we'll talk more about all of these things in the next few minutes. So, Hillel becomes Satan and the commencement of the contest. During the creation process, the Almighty Creator, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, created three armies of messengers or angels to help him. The commanders, the so-called archangels of these three armies, were Michael, Gabriel, and Hillel, the light bearer. Hillel was the worship leader in heaven. After some time, Hillel became proud and challenged Yah, the Almighty Creator, for power. Hillel was judged defective and is about to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone to be utterly destroyed when he challenged Yah to a contest. The terms of the contest were that Hillel and his army would be cast out of heaven and sent to earth at the same time that humans were created, and that if at the end of 7,000 years there was not a single human being who believed in Yah, then Hillel would rule on earth forever. If there was a human being in right standing with Yah at the end of the 7,000 years, then Hillel and his followers would be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone and utterly destroyed. Yah accepted the challenge and cast Hillel, now named Satan, the accuser, to earth. You may ask me how I know all that. Well, you can pick up a few snippets of that if you read the Bible carefully. And it's, well, the rest of it Father told me. And if you have a problem believing that people hear the Almighty in this age, then you've got a problem with me. But the fact of the matter is that he told me. And if you think about it and you check it out, it all fits together perfectly. So Satan and his cohorts are actively seeking to make sure that, first of all, that there are no believers on earth at the end of the millennium, 3003. And if there are, that they are so weak and so disempowered and so full of sin and error that they are no use anyway, because they can't call for Yeshua to return unless they are in relationship with Father and they are free of sin and they know what has to be done. So my mission on earth is to tell people about this, to warn people about this, to say the reason there's such a mess in the Middle East right now is because the satanic and demonic realm are having a field day. And then you will say to me, but the Jews are believers. And then you'll say to me, but the Muslims are believers. And my answer to that is yes, and both parties are full of sin, both parties are demonized, and all hell has literally broken loose in Gaza. Because the demonic and satanic realm are trying to wipe out the Muslim believers and the Jewish believers. And you can look at that in every war, the war, the Second World War in Europe. Hitler was a believer. The people fighting for Hitler, many of them were believers. The people fighting against Hitler and his armies, many of them were believers. So we have this contest going on of evil permeating the earth. So the question is, what can you do about it? Because frankly, if you don't do something about it, or somebody doesn't do something about it, it's going to get a lot worse. So then Satan commenced to corrupt humankind. Immediately after the creation of Adam and his first wife, Lilith, Satan started to corrupt the humans and very quickly persuaded Lilith to follow him. Lilith was rejected by Yah and by Adam, and Chava, Eve, was created. Satan rapidly tricked Chava and Adam, and following thereby giving all authority on earth to Satan. Satan has therefore been ruling on earth for around 6,000 years. Folks, this is so important. People get stuck about, was the forbidden fruit an apple or an orange or a pear or whatever? It's got nothing to do with it. The fact is, they were forbidden to eat the fruit of that tree. They listened to Satan. They ate the fruit of that tree. They rebelled against Yah. They lost the authority that they had from Yah, and they gave that authority to Satan, so that Satan became the god of this world, the mighty one of this world, the ruler of this world. And Satan and his cohorts have been ruling on earth for the last 6,023 years. That's why the earth is such a mess. And part of that was when Yah created Adam, he said, have dominion over everything that moves on the earth. And Adam said, oh, no, that's fine. I'll listen to Satan, and gave the authority to Satan. So Satan has dominion over everything that moves on the earth, except for believers who understand their authority and get free of sin and therefore serve Yah. And that's hardly anyone. So unless you are actively living a life seeking to be free of sin, you're serving Satan. Then the first unbelievers died and became ancestor spirits. Adam and Chava were believers, so were their first children. But within a few generations, people grew up with no knowledge or belief in Yah, and so died as unbelievers. Yah had designed heaven to accommodate believers at different levels, and he had not provided for what happened next. First, there were believers who never got filled with the Spirit of Yah, so he had to create a designation in the outer reaches of the throne room in heaven for what he termed foolish virgins. They never married Yah, that is, they were never filled with the Spirit. Then there were believers who worship idols, ancestors, etc. So he had to create a designation which he called adulterous wives, because they were filled with the Spirit but were unfaithful. Then there were those who at some level, at some stage, believed but never entered into any form of relationship. Yah was out of locations in the throne room to locate these people. So they were consigned to the outer darkness, a place of extreme cold, darkness, and desolation outside the throne room, where they weep and wail and gnash their teeth for eternity. Finally, a further category of human beings came about, those who did not believe at all. There was nowhere left for them in heaven, so they were relegated to remain on earth with their corpses for eternity or until the end of the contest. These beings are outright followers of Satan, and they become ancestor spirits, also known as demons. So, these demons have no motive power. They rely on some other entity to enable them to move around. So most remain on their corpses or are transferred onto grieving family members during the wake or other grieving process. Most of them are useless to Satan, so they're left in this condition. When such people die, they're taken by their guardian messenger, guardian angel, to heaven, told that they've been lied to, shown the lake of fire and brimstone, and told that that is their final destination if Satan loses the contest, and they are then abandoned on their corpse. However, in the early days, Satan soon realized that these highly intelligent, highly capable, and highly resentful demons were a major asset. They knew what life was like as a human, and they were deeply angry and resentful that they'd been robbed of eternity in heaven. Satan therefore harvested the most effective of these demons, gave them satanic messengers to ride on, and co-opted them into a council to advise him and help him to win the contest. The stratagem has been highly effective, and these demons have become very powerful allies. These demons have given rise to the pagan gods or idols, such as Baal, Zeus, Ashtaroth, etc. Other demons, spirits of highly effective sinners, are harvested and used to lead believers into deeper sin and error and make them ineffective. Others are esteemed by tribespeople who turn to worshipping them. today, 2023, Father says that there are over 100 billion demons on earth. That is over 100 billion human beings who have lived and died without knowing the Creator. Right now, there are less than 1 million believers of some material level, and of those, a few thousand are in some sort of meaningful relationship with Yah. The number is minute. The number in error is huge. Say again, if you are grieved by what's happening in the world today, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's in politics, whether it's the war in Ukraine, whether it's the war in Gaza, whether it's other things, whether it's people threatening nuclear war, whether it's people practicing sexual things that you believe are wrong, whether it's whatever. There's a simple answer, folks. The satanic and demonic realm are in charge. They are playing hell, literally, with mankind. And it's going to get much, 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 much worse unless somebody does something about it. And that's what this is about, to tell you that you can help me to do something about it. If you don't help to do something about it, then you're part of the problem. It's no good looking at what's happening in Gaza and saying, oh God, fix it. Because Yah is going to say to you, you do something about it. You take authority over the satanic and demonic forces that are operating in that situation. You take authority over the satanic and demonic forces that are operating in your country, in your city, in your local situation, in your school, in your work, whatever. You need to do something about it, because if you don't, you're part of the problem. And I'll talk a little bit more about what you can do later. And there's a whole lot of information on the website about what you can do. You can take authority over the satanic and demonic realm. If you are a true believer who has truly said, Father Yah, I believe that you exist. Come and live in me. Fill me with your spirit, empower me and equip me to do your will. And then you start binding spirits and casting them out and cutting off curses and speaking truth into people's lives and praying effectively against the satanic, the principalities, the powers, the thrones, the dominions that are ruling over this earth. The demonic and satanic powers that are ruling over this earth. You need to do something about it. And if you're not going to do something about it, who is? I'm one man on my own. It's a limit to what I can do. I've been through the mill. A lot of learning curves, a lot of mistakes. A lot of lessons that I share on my website that will help you not to make the mistakes that I made. I lost my anointing again and again and again through mistakes that I made. Can't be restored. I don't have the spiritual power to do what's necessary. But you can have the spiritual power, and I'll tell you how to get it. And I'll tell you what to do with it. And I'll tell you how not to lose it. Just get on the line to me. Drop me an email. Get in touch with me. I'll talk you through it. Email address is on the screen, james@endtimeissueministries.org. So stepping back a bit to history, so then Satan learns of judgment on earth. Early on, Satan did not fully understand the rules of engagement, the rules whereby the contest is waged. And so, for example, we see in the biblical book of Job, chapters 1 and 2, where Satan was schooled in the court of heaven, and also learned of his destructive powers. If you've never engaged with this passage, you may find it instructive to do so. See also 1 Kings 22 and 2 Chronicles 18. What that boils down to is that the satanic and demonic realm observe believers. Well, they observe everyone. Every believer, as soon as they come to belief, is given a satanic messenger, a satanic angel to monitor them and watch what they do and to record every sin and error. And then when their sin is committed, it's escalated, it's reported up the chain of command to the senior demons. They look at it and say, okay, that's worthy of judgment. And they bring that request for judgment before the throne. The throne is a judgment seat. Yah, the Almighty, sits on the throne. Yeshua, Jesus, is at the right hand of the Almighty. He pleads for us as his our advocate, if we're young believers, if we're inexperienced. And Satan, or the satanic, satanic minions, come before the throne and bring charges. So, have you seen John Smith? He committed adultery yesterday, and we want a death penalty, or we want to cause an accident, or we want him to get sick, or we want him to fight with his lady friend, or fight with his wife, or whatever. And Yah says, you know what? He should know better. Go forth and do what you've said. Then Yeshua established the authority of the believer over the satanic and demonic realm. In response to the exponentially deteriorating situation on earth, Noah prayed for a flood, and Yah sent an ice comet to destroy the earth by flooding. Noah and his three sons and their wives survived, but two of the sons were unbelievers. Japheth was an idol worshiper and became the nations of the Far East, China, Japan, Korea, etc. Ham was an ancestor worshiper and brought with him on the survival vessel the most powerful demons from before the flood. Ham became the nations of Africa primarily. The situation deteriorated again, and Abram and Moshe respectively turned the situation around for Yah. See the article, The Essence of My Message Regarding Turnaround Emissaries, or listen to last week's broadcast. At the commencement of the creative process, the Almighty Creator created a spirit being to serve as his right-hand assistant or chief operating officer. As things deteriorated, that being offered to go to Earth and start a movement to restore order. Yah accepted that order, and that spirit being came to earth through the miraculous birth through a virgin that was named Yahushua, meaning Yah is salvation, a fairly common Hebrew name at that time, frequently translated incorrectly as Joshua. Note that the creative miracle of Yeshua in the fallopian tubes of a virgin was less of a miracle than the creation of Adam and Lilith and the creation of Chava. Yeshua restored lost truths, showed how to defeat the satanic and demonic realm, and provoked the apostate priests and leaders of the Hebrew Jewish people, so that they called on the Roman ruler Pontius Pilate to execute Yeshua on a stake. See the article, The Miracle of Yeshua, Jesus' Death. Through his sinless life and death, Yeshua gained authority over the satanic and demonic realm, and delegated that authority to those who follow after his example in the authority of his covenant. It's therefore up to those of us who believe to take authority over the satanic realm and demonic realm and reinstate Yah's rule on earth. In particular, Yeshua provided a sacrifice for sin, a way to receive forgiveness of sin. Pray, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I confess that I've sinned by whatever it is. In the name of Yeshua, I ask you to forgive me. Take the bread and wine of the covenant, the communion, and see also the essence of my message regarding commandments. He also provided for the binding of demons and satanic messengers and the cutting off of curses. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I bind the demon of whatever, or the pride, lust, whatever it may be, satanic messenger of whatever, and I ask you to send your mighty warring messengers to bind, cast out, and send where you want to go the demon or demons, satanic messengers I've named. See the webpage prayer for many more prayers. So, Very few people understand Yeshua correctly. Most people who know about Jesus, which is a pagan, sinful, wrong name, his name is Yahushua, can't change it to another language. That's what his name is. He lived a life without committing a single sin, and even though they flogged him, they nailed him on the stake, and he died a terrible death, and he did not sin once. Because he did not sin once, it means that he never, ever bowed the knee to Satan, gave authority to Satan in his life. And because of that, after he died, he had authority over Satan. The problem was that he was no longer on earth. He was now in heaven. And heaven has no authority on earth except through a believer. So he had to delegate his authority to those who believe and who are alive on earth at any particular point in time. So it is up to the believers, the people who have some sort of relationship with Yah, to clean up the mess on earth. The problem is that virtually none of them know this at a level that they do something constructive about it. If you're a believer, if you recognize that Yah, the eternally self-existing, is the creator, and you believe he exists, and you believe that Yahushua died for your sins, you have the authority to do something about the mess on earth today. However, you need to be free of sin. You need to understand the Ten Commandments. You need to obey the Ten Commandments. You need to clean up when you slip. And once you are free of sin, you can speak to that demon or fallen messenger or group of them and say, in the name of Yeshua, I bind you, I command you to leave now and go where Father Yah sends you. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I thank you that you send your mighty warring messengers to bind, tear down, and cast out and send where you want to go the satanic and demonic spirits that I've just named. And you do that with authority. You do that in confidence that your prayers are heard. You need to get free of your own demons first. And believe me, if you're a believer on earth today, you have got demons unless you've been through a rigorous process to get free of them and to keep free of them. And the only way you can keep free of demons is to live without sin. Yeshua lived without sin throughout his life. He's calling you to live without sin. The miracle of Yeshua's death and life is that he lived his entire life on this earth and didn't sin once. The question is, will you turn a corner and stop sinning and get to a place where you can walk in that authority? The authority is there for you. You just need to deal with your sin. It's not a big deal, actually. There are only 10 commandments. But you need to use the correct names, Father Yah, Yahushua. You need to not worship Yeshua. You need to not worship the Bible or the Quran or Muhammad or the Torah. You need to call for Yah by his proper name, Yah, not God or the Lord. Honor your mother and father, keep the Sabbaths, etc. So then on the 3rd of May, 2003, Satan was sent to the pit for 1,000 years, and 7 demonic masterminds now rule on earth. In terms of the rules of engagement for the contest, there was a shortcut that after 6,000 years, if there was not a human being in right standing on the 3rd of May, 2003, Satan would be declared victorious at that point. The speaker was shown, me, in other words, was shown this some years earlier, and after being sent to about 10 senior emissaries or apostles who failed to accept the challenge, I was called to perform this role. On the 3rd of May 2003, while worshipping, the power of the Spirit of Yah came upon me, and led by the Spirit, I convened the court of heaven, and I had Mikael and Gabriel arrest Satan. I read out the charges. I requested a 1,000-year sentence in the pit, and having secured the sentence, I had Satan cast into the pit for 1,000 years. See the article on the website, Satan to the Pit, 2003. It is now up to believers to get so filled with the Spirit of the Almighty and so aligned with the truths of the Almighty that the satanic and demonic realm can be defeated. The departure of Satan caused a vacuum, and for some time there was turmoil in the satanic and demonic realm over who was to be in charge. After a while, the seven most powerful demons, the so-called masterminds, agreed to form a junta and rule together with the focus on totally defeating the believers so that they and Satan can rule on earth for eternity. See the webpage Demonic Masterminds Direct. The seven masterminds who rule on earth include Zeus, now named Jesus, Baal, now named the Lord, Molech, Malach, Ashtaroth, Gad, now named God. These masterminds are rapidly gaining increased power, authority, and influence following the removal of grace for the errors with regard to the wrong names, etc., in 2003. And they're increasingly delivering sophisticated counterfeit miracles, anointings, and appearances, which have led astray the majority of believers. See the article on the website, Why the Traditional Names and Beliefs Are No Longer Valid. Folks, I understand that what I'm saying to you is not widely known. It's not widely known because the satanic and demonic realm don't want you to know it. They've gone out of their way to conceal it, to hide it, to destroy it. In order to walk in this revelation and this truth, you need to live without sin. You need to keep the Ten Commandments, as I was saying a minute ago. Keep the Sabbaths. Don't murder. Includes no abortion, no abortive contraceptives. Not endorsing the removal of the death penalty. Not voting for it. No lying, no stealing, no lusting. No adultery. They're actually not that difficult to comply with once you understand the basics. It is not massively difficult to live without sin, but I want to stress to you, sin is not about 630 or 613 mitzvot. It's about 10 commandments. There's a whole bunch of people who call themselves Torah observant, who are stuck on the 613 little laws of the Jewish people. The Jewish people are stuck on the 613 laws of the mitzvah. That's not what it's about, folks. That's a distraction. It keeps people from seeking a deep relationship with Father. The essence of why you're on earth today is to have a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator, to get filled with His Spirit, to walk in power and authority, to tear down principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, to bind and cast out demons and satanic messengers, to cut off curses, to heal the sick, raise the dead, walk on water, calm the storms, radically change things on the earth. If you are grieved by the state of what's going on the earth today, I don't care what it is, whether it's what's happening in your country, whether it's the wars that are going on in various places, whatever it is, the only way you can do something really significantly constructive about it is to get close to Father, get a relationship with him, get filled with his spirit, get to walk in the power of his spirit, and to do mighty spiritual works to turn the situation around. Doesn't matter which side of the spectrum you're on. As I say, most wars are believers fighting with believers. Believers must now rule with the anointing and make Yeshua's enemies his footstool. It's now up to believers to rule with the anointing, the infilling of the Spirit of Yah in the name of Yeshua, and make Yeshua's enemies his footstool. It's vital to understand that Yeshua is not going to do anything until his enemies are made his footstool. It's up to believers to do this. See the webpage, Humans Reign. There are about five places in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, where it is written that Yeshua is seated at the right hand of the Father, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. And the only people who can make Yeshua's enemies, the satanic and demonic forces, Yeshua's footstool, are you and me, human beings on earth today who believe in Yah, who believe in Yeshua, who take authority, who live without sin. First of all, believe in Yah. Second, believe that Yeshua died for your sins so that you can be free of sin. And third, live free of sin. It's not that difficult, actually, folks. And then you're probably going to have to work hard to earn a living. Because believe me, that if you're really trying to serve Yah, the forces of darkness don't want you to thrive and prosper. So you need to work hard, pray hard, worship hard, read things about Yah, get close to Yah. And I'm not talking about 5 minutes once a week. I'm talking about hours every day. And if you're filled with the Spirit, you will have the energy to go without sleep for more than about 3 hours sleep a night, and all sorts of wisdom, etc. Then in May 2003, Yeshua is scheduled to return, and the remaining believers on earth to be taken to heaven, the so-called rapture. In terms of the rule of engagement, Yeshua is scheduled to return 7,000 years from the creation of Adam, which is approximately the 3rd of May 3003, 980 years from now. Folks, Yeshua will not return unless there is at least one person on earth who believes in Yah, who recognizes Yeshua, and is free of sin in order to call Adonai Yeshua, come. Are you going to help me to pave the way for that day? Or are you going to sit back and worry about what's going on in the earth and do nothing about it, not get closer to Yah, and then have Satan win the contest? Because if Satan wins the contest, Yah will withdraw the believers and hand planet Earth over to Satan. And Yah will withdraw his spirit. In him we live and move and have our being. All the animals and humans will die. All the plants will die, and we'll be left with a whole lot of billions of demons and billions of satanic messengers fighting and clawing at each other. Do you really want to be a contributor to that outcome? In conclusion, I hope that this broadcast has clarified matters regarding the satanic and demonic realm. See the webpage Our World Today History for more information. Folks, I think I've probably shared some things with you that you've never heard before. it's up to you what you do with that information. You can just dismiss it and carry on as before, where you can say, you know what, I'm going to get close to Yah. I'm going to worship, pray, study to show myself approved. Contact James Robertson. Email me, james@endtimeissueministries.org. It's on the screen. It's up to you. If you do what I've said and you make a real difference on the earth, you will be rewarded in heaven with a high throne, with a glorious body, great authority, great power. If you ignore what I have to say and just keep puttering along, when you die, you're going to get a nasty shock. You're going to be bitterly disappointed and say, you know what? I should have listened to James that day. Because I'm telling you the way of life. I'm showing you the way to heaven. It's up to you whether you take account of that and act on it or not. So, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you lie. So, serious question. Can you hear Him? If you can't hear Him, it's not because He doesn't want to talk to you. The whole purpose of creation, the whole purpose that you and I exist, is Yah wants us to be His friends. He wants to talk to you. He wants to have a conversation with you. He wants to discuss your work, discuss your family, discuss your religious service, discuss your hobbies. He wants to participate. He wants to guide you. He wants to give you wisdom. He wants you to be His friend. If you are that person, if you become His friend, one of those people, you will qualify for a high throne in heaven. If, on the other hand, you just sit back and say, you know what, I can't be bothered, I'm not sure this is true, well, you're going to die one day and you're going to be really disappointed. And then it'll be too late to do anything about it. So, in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list, also at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium to make His enemies His footstool. Folks, if you are a regular listener to this program, I'm going to wrap up in a moment and you might want to drop off. If you're new or you've only listened once or twice, I'm going to share some more information about you that you may find helpful. So then please stay on. But I want to make a point. It does not matter whether you are short or tall, thin or fat, educated or uneducated, rich or poor. It doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or a Muslim or a Christian or Hindu or Buddha or whatever, a demon worshipper, an ancestor worshipper, a Satanist. a witch, a warlock. It does not matter. Yah wants you to become his friend. Doesn't matter if you're African, Asian, European, Caucasian, American, whatever. He wants you to become his friend. I ask you to go for it. So for those of you who are going to drop off now, I'm going to say goodnight. For those of you who want to listen a bit more, please hang on. In closing, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March, 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. In learning about Father, I've applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. See the video, Why Seek Relationship, for an overview of what I believe. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. ETI versions of the Bible with correction of key translation errors is available at the ETI Bible version page on the website. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the internet on a number of podcast websites, Google, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. Books with teachings from 1998 till May 2019 at the Compilation of Most Writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the article search, the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents to locate the information you're looking for. Thank you so much for listening. Good night.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.
Hi, I'm James Robertson. I want to speak to you about the satanic and demonic realm on Earth today. The world's a mess, and it's a mess because the Earth is controlled by a junta of seven demonic masterminds who've reigned with Satan for nearly 6,000 years. There are over 100 billion demons on Earth today, and they're messing up the world. If you're worried about what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in Gaza, what's happening around the world, you need to listen to this. Yeshua, incorrectly called Jesus by many, came to give victory over the satanic and demonic realm. He gained authority by living without sin. He delegated that authority to those who believe in the Creator, who believe in the covenant of Yeshua, and walk without sin. Walk without sin. Key principle, folks. If you will do that, you can have victory on earth on behalf of the Creator. You can make a difference. If you would like to know more about it, email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to find out. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org, or look at the website on endtimeissueministries.org. My broadcasts are on w4cy.com and on talk4tv.com. Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing from you. Make a difference on earth. Good night.